Okay. This is agenda item number 5, PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-00147, preliminary plat. Sketch plat was heard on 8/16.
Mr. Hearing Officer,
Yes.
I think item number 5, you need to determine if you will defer it.
Well, I was going to read it into the record and then ask the agent to provide a brief summary, and then we can look at that and to see if, based on the notice provisions, we need to defer it.
Okay, so I might be in error, but I didn't hear you reading the information for item 5.
I was just getting ready to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is item number 5, PR-2022-006568.
Okay, so that's item number 6. Item number 5 is PR-2023-8993.
I'm sorry, I've got the wrong agenda. Sorry.
Okay.
That's why. Agenda item number 5, PR-2023-008993, VA-2023-00307, a sidewalk waiver. Sketch plat was heard on 8/23. MTV Twilight Homes, Veronica Johnson, agent for Scott and Jenna Howard, requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Track 1, Lot 3, Block 16, Zone PD, located at 8400 Florence between Barstow and Ventura, containing approximately, I believe, 0.88 acres. Property owners Howard, Scott, and Jenna. Request waiver of sidewalk, curb, and gutter. Would the applicant unmute? And
We are unmuted. Can you hear us?
Yes. Looks like 5 people in your room. Who's speaking right now?
That's going to be me. And then this is Veronica Johnson with MTV Twilight Homes.
Okay. Ms. Johnson, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do, yes.
Would you state your name and address for the record?
Veronica Johnson, 1301 Cuesta Arriba Court, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87113.
Okay. In review of your application today, we noticed quite a number of lack of notice to the neighbors on the specific action. I'm going to let either Jolene Wolfley or Jay Rodenbeck expand on that a little bit. And then what I'd like to do is discuss getting those corrected for the correct neighborhood notices and deferring this item a couple of weeks.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I can start, and Jolene will probably want to jump in here eventually, but I just want to note that you did provide notice in the application submittal. I'm sharing my screen right now, I believe. Let me double check here. Yes, I'm sharing my screen. This is a notification. However, I'm not seeing any reference. You do mention the waiver, the sidewalk waiver that was sent to North Albuquerque Acres, but we have to have, and we actually have a different form that you're supposed to complete and send for DHO cases. This is one for an administrative review. I presume this is the one that you use for the building permit. But anyways, you did mention, you know, the waiver information. However, there's no reference to the development hearing officer. There's no reference to a public hearing. There's no reference to the hearing meeting date and time. And that's a pretty serious notification issue. And I'm very sorry we didn't catch this in an acceptance review. We should have, but we didn't. And unless there was a revised submittal submitted to our office that I'm missing, I mean, this is what we have on file for you. This is not the correct notification form. And what you'll have to do is re-notify the neighborhood association contacts that our Office of Neighborhood Coordination provided you with. And I actually included a link to the correct notification form to send. I'm sharing that screen right now. Basically, the difference is, I know this seems perhaps very insignificant to you, but this is something that we've just, from legal, been, you know, told, informed, and that we really need to make sure that neighbors and neighborhood associations be informed, notified correctly. So, for example, the correct notification form notes that this application will be decided at a public meeting or hearing by the development hearing officer. You provide the date and time for that projected development hearing officer meeting and the location. Location is held, it's obviously remote right now. It's held on Zoom. And in my comment memo that I provided to you, Veronica, it includes the Zoom invitation link that you need to include in this notification form. We'll be happy to help you out, you know, making sure that the notification form is correct if you want to reach out to us after this meeting. But I just want to emphasize again that this is not the form. This is the correct form to use, but it wasn't the form included in your application submittal. The other thing I'll note, too, is that sidewalk waivers, there's a four sidewalk waivers. Per the IEO, there's a requirement to offer a pre-submittal neighborhood meeting. And it looked like you had that box checked on your application form, but I'm not seeing any reference in your application or any documentation to offering a neighborhood meeting to these neighborhood associations. Can you confirm, Veronica, if you and your team did that?
Yes, we did. And that's actually from my Shackley, towards the bottom of this application, there's a response back. Every link that was submitted to me, I had actually done. There was like five different links that I had clicked on in order to make sure it was done correctly. The first two were done incorrectly. I totally agree. But the ones that follow afterwards were the ones that I was told that are correct for your meeting. And that application that you had shown, I did actually fill out that application. And then it pulled back with the Mr. Shackley as a response saying that he had no skin in the game.
Okay. Is this Mr. Shackley's response email, Veronica?
Yes, it is. And there is another person as well on that I had sent the email to, and he never responded back with anything.
Okay. Can you confirm on the record have they responded back since at all?
No, sir. Except for Mr. Shackley.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, it appears, let me do this. Why don't you check those files for those documentation? Because if that is the case, then we should be able to hear that today.
Let me ask one further question. Was this property posted, signposted?
This is Jay Rundbeck, Ms. Wolfe. This one doesn't require a sidewalk waiver. Doesn't require signposting.
Oh, this is just a sidewalk waiver. Okay.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, Ms. Johnson, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Jay see if he's got all his T's crossed and I's dotted. The DHO is specifically created for neighborhood notices as an independent hearing officer, as I read into the record. And so notice is very important. It's actually critical for all the DHO processes. So as long as we've got all those in there, and the fact that nobody's responded to you is a good sign. I think I'm gonna go through and go ahead and take your initial presentation and the DFT comments. And then when we get to Jay at the end, if he can confirm that, then we can,
Mr. Hearing Officer, we need to confirm notice before taking any testimony on a case.
Okay.
But I think what's tricky here is that the form was sent out, and their notice form didn't mention that this was a public hearing. It had mentioned that it was an administrative review. So that's what's a little bit tricky about it, but I guess you're saying that if the people who received this notice emailed back and said they didn't have any interest in the case, then I guess that could be a judgment call on your part.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that there's two, one they had a response back, the other was no response. I don't know how much is going to be gained by deferring this, is I guess is what I'm, I you know, having done this many times ourselves, you know, I think that, and the fact that in reviewing the case, I don't see it as a problem.
Right. And I think sometimes the reason we're cautious is if there would be any party that might appeal a decision, then the notice has to be like exactly accurate, or it's going to be remanded back to us.
Correct.
Back to you, I should say.
Yes, sir. This is Jay Rundbeck. I'll note that it looks like Steve Shackley, who is a contact with the North Albuquerque Acres Community Association, seems to imply that they don't have any concerns in the response email. There's another contact, David Neal, who seems to, it looks like it's a they're the president of the association. But Mr. Shackley, I'll note that it appeared based upon this email to Veronica of September that we have 8,400 Florences in the city, so we have no skin in the game. I don't know if that means that they don't have any issues with it, but it doesn't look like they have any explicit issues based upon this email.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. I think you could go either way on this, as you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I feel very comfortable with it. So, with that, Ms. Johnson, would you provide a brief presentation, and then we'll go to the DFT members?
Yes, sir. So, with the sidewalk waiver that we're asking for, actually, right now at this point here, it would benefit the community, as it being the only lot that would have the sidewalk. After speaking with one of our neighbors, the neighbors to the new lot here, they are totally against the sidewalk being there, as well as looking at the east side of that lot. They will be disturbed greatly, because as their driveway is actually butted against our lot, it would actually block their driveway from going in and out if we were to have to do any type of sidewalk in that area. That would greatly impact them in getting in and out of their home at this point here. The sidewalk to the west, I'm sorry, the lot to the west is not in use at this point here, since this is the second to the lot, last lot. So right now, this would be the only home on the street that would have a sidewalk and a sidewalk gutter in the home or on the lot.
Okay, so this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So you're basically making the argument that it's not going to impact the public welfare or a bridge, anybody else's property rights up or down the street.
Oh, it will harm.
It will.
Sorry, sir. This is Janaea Howard. I'm one of the owners of the property.
Ms. Howard, pause. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Janaea Howard, current address 12109 Pompano Place.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Okay. You can proceed.
Okay. So putting in this sidewalk would negatively affect the neighbors up and down the street. What would happen is that in order to put in the sidewalk and gutter, the neighbor, if you look at that plot on the screen, the neighbor to the east of the lot would be, their driveway would be ripped up for over a month to impact, to put it in. It's their only driveway in and out of the property, as you can see. And what would happen is, to the east and to the west, with this sidewalk, since no one else has one sidewalk and gutter, water would build up as it runs down due to the drainage of the other lots, and would build up and basically create lakes in front of the other two properties.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Howard, what I was trying to convey is, by granting the waiver, we're not going to create any contrary public safety issues or property rights.
Correct. Sorry, sir. I apologize. Yes, that's correct.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Not a problem. Ms. Johnson, anything else to add to your presentation?
That would be it, sir.
Okay. With that, we will go to the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objections. Just for informational purpose for you, if you do wish to get service in the future, there is a pro rata owed. The amounts are in my comments if you're curious about that. And the site is within our established service area, so can receive service once development takes place, but that pro rata needs to be placed paid first.
This is here.
No objections, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez, for those informational remarks. It won't affect the action on today's items. We'll proceed with Parks and Recreation. Oh, sorry, Code Enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no objections either. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of July 20th, 2023. Hydrology has no objection.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Transportation, Mr. Cherney. You're muted.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello, this is Curtis Cherney with Transportation. Florence is a local street and requires curb and gutter and a 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Unfortunately, we are not able to waive the requirements of curb, gutter, and sidewalk for this area. Transportation has been directed to enforce this requirement in this part of the city.
This is hearing Officer Bohannon. Curtis, there is no other sidewalk, curb, and gutter on this element of the street at all. And how would a basically 800-foot piece of curb and gutter benefit the city and the drainage patterns out in this area?
Mr. DHO, so I'm pinch hitting for my supervisor, Ernest Armijo, today, and I'm just presenting the comments. If there are any issues with the comments, they need to be taken up with Ernest.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I see Mr. Sewell in the audience. I'm going to have Mr. Sewell state his name and address, and I'll swear him in. Mr. Sewell, I'm going to state your name and address for the record.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my camera on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I know
I'm
what.
Not sure I get my camera working, but here we go. This is David Sewell, 15 Frost Road. Sandia Park, New Mexico.
Okay.
I'm here to add some, I guess I need to swear in as well.
David, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Your zip code for the record as well.
I just moved here. I think it's 87015, okay. I think. I would like to add that I do believe us building the sidewalk, it's going to create more damage than it causes for benefit, because currently, these are county road sections where they have bar ditches on both sides, so the flow of the water goes adjacent to the road. And if we put curb and gutter and sidewalk, we have to transition that bar ditch so the flow goes onto the street. And then after our section is done, we have to transition it back onto the into the bar ditch. So it's going to create issues with both our neighbors. We have to have about 150-foot transition from our section to the existing section, so we're going to impact both our neighbor, existing neighbor to the east, as well as our future neighbor to the west. And I do believe having us build this is detrimental to the health and safety of the neighborhood. You're having an island of sidewalk here with nobody able to get to it. And I just think that it doesn't make sense to do it. And putting it there is detrimental to society or the neighborhood. I just want to add that.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Sewell. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. This project was reviewed in Sketchplat, and I'm just going to relay what the city engineer said at that time. What Mr. Cherney was alluding to is the directive for the city council to get sidewalk and curb and gutter built in this area as available throughout North Albuquerque Acres. When we've had sites like this come in, we have asked them to build the sidewalk curb and gutter, even though it may not be adjacent to other parcels that have that, just so that over time, those features will be added to the landscape. And of particular importance to the city engineer was that there's North Star Elementary. If you zoom out a little bit, for you to consider, Mr. Hearing Officer, that there's an elementary school right there, and that was decisive in terms of the city engineer wanting sidewalk to begin to be constructed along this area. Furthermore, and I, you know, we'll get into the planning comments, but I just want to point out that I'm not sure the applicant has made a case per the review and decision criteria that on item number one, any of the four A, B, C, or D criteria apply. So that would need to be resolved, as well as then just a glance at items 2 through 10. But maybe I didn't review this for the, I didn't make the planning comment memo. So maybe we should go to the planning comment memos to just vet this out entirely for your consideration.
Yeah, thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. And I think this is a good photo. It actually points out that there's four vacant lots on the street. Everything else is totally built out. So you would have, just in my observation, you would have just one of these lots. You only potentially have three lots that would have a segment of curb and gutter and sidewalk. And and I'm going to go back to Mr. Sewell and ask him some specific questions after I go through planning, since he's looked at this from the engineering standpoint. So thank you. I think with that, we'll go to planning. Who's going to handle the case?
You, Rudnick. So regarding our comments, I mean, I'm mainly focused on the notification issues, and I did note that, we've got justification criteria included in the application submittal. And I'm screen sharing that now. I really wanted to focus. I just wanted to note that we do have criteria noted here, and it looks like some of those were addressed by the applicant's team. Do Ms. Wolfley, should I go over these criteria for the record, maybe?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I did see that in the record, and I did read that.
Okay.
So I don't know if you need to go over it. I think what you may want to do, if you can, is point out which ones you think are applicable today of the four, and which ones aren't, in your opinion, if you can.
Yeah.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, I'm going to take a minute, let you have a minute to review those, and I'll come back to you. Mr. Sewell, if you may, in your opinion, the drainage on this area, this would be by installing the curb and gutter, as you mentioned, it would actually create an undue hardship on this lot by needing to address the drainage of the street, which right now it's conveyed via the bar ditches. And I'm assuming that most of these driveways have some type of culvert crossing through that area. So in your opinion, if we had to create water and sewer, or we had to create curb and gutter with drainage, how would you be able to get the water out of the bar ditch and conveyed past this property with curb and gutter? Would that require some type of very long culvert or warping the street to get the water in and out, as you had mentioned in your previous testimony?
So logically, the flow line would go where the sidewalk is, and we don't want a long culvert underneath the sidewalk. That'll be a maintenance issue for the city, and I do not think the city engineer would allow us to do that. So what we have to do is we have to transition from the flow line being a foot below the street to being under the street. So we have to go upstream probably 150 feet and transition from a bar ditch, carrying it so that we raise the bar ditch so then it drains into the flow line of the curb and gutter. And then once it passes our street, our west property line, we have to transition again back so it safely goes back into the bar ditch. So we have to build our 165 feet, but we're going to have to build half a section, 150 feet upstream and 150 feet backstream in order to get that drainage to work. In addition, because we have to have a sidewalk on the property line, we're going to have to widen the road probably 4 or 5 feet so that we have the proper section. And now we have to transition the width as well. And so instead of having a standard road section all the way up the street, it will meander. And I think it's going to be, it just doesn't look right. I mean, it's just even a non-engineer can look at it and say, this doesn't make sense. I understand the rules, but we can make it work, but it is an undue hardship. Not only us, my client, but the people upstream as well, because we will have to remove their driveway. And at what cost, I don't know. And we're going to have to do substantial drainage work on the upstream property in order to get that flow from the bar ditch that it is in right now onto the flow line of the street. So we can't put a culvert underneath, 165-foot culvert underneath the sidewalk. That wouldn't be good engineering.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So also, if as the council would like to have sidewalks on this entire street, what would be the requirement if sidewalks were to be put on the entire length of the street? What, in your opinion, would be required to handle drainage by removing that bar ditch and placing the sidewalk on
it? We would have to have a storm drain. It would change the North Outcreek master drainage plan, which doesn't identify curb and gutter on these streets. It shows water flowing across streets, under streets, and culverts, and along bar ditches. So we would have to do a change to the North Outrigger Master Drainage Plan and have a storm drain.
So it's what I'm hearing you is that existing obstruction couldn't be easily or economically relocated or altered without substantial infrastructure improvement.
That's correct. We do feel it's an undue hardship to our client, as well as it will be to our adjacent property owners.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. Mr. Rodenbeck, have you had a chance to look at those, their letter?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. A lot of these criteria pertain to potential flooding, technical criteria, which really, honestly, you know, it's best for Mr. Chin, the hydrology staff member here as an engineer, or Mr. Cherney to delve into. I will note that one of the criteria is a pretty common one, and in normal circumstances, perhaps a justifiable criteria, in that, as noted, that there is not a lot of sidewalk along the south side of Florence in that area. However, as Ms. Wolfley commented on, it's a council priority to have that infrastructure, you know, placed in this area. So, I could potentially, you know, override the importance of this justification criteria. I guess that's basically where I leave it. Other thing I'd note too, I want to ask Mr. Cherney from transportation about curb and gutter. Just confirm, is that something that can actually be waived by the DHO, in your opinion?
Hello, this is Curtis Cherney with transportation. The direction that I received was to not waive curb and gutter.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, today's action is just for the sidewalk. So when they go in for building permit, they will have to address the sidewalk, the curb and gutter.
Got it.
Oh, Mr. DHO, if I could ask Mr. Sewell a question.
Go ahead and ask it to me, and then we'll let Mr. Sewell.
This is Curtis Cherney. I was wondering if the pedestrian pathway could be put out like behind the bar ditch.
This is
to deal with the grade issue and the flow line issue.
It could, because it looks like we probably have about 12 feet from the edge of the road to the property line. So we could put some sort of walkway there. I think that'd be a great solution. What really is the killer here, the hard thing is the curb and gutter and the street. There's a possibility we put a sidewalk along our property line, but it is feasible to do that. We might have to grant a small easement on our property, but the grades would work if we hugged the south right-of-way line. But the curb and gutter is what is, I believe, is the driving issue.
So this is the problem. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So, and I'll go back to Ms. Johnson here in a minute. But the waiver today is on the sidewalk only, not on the curb and gutter inside and street. So a separate application would have to be made, and it is under the purview of the DHO's office, as I understand it, to act on that. If a request is made, you would have to use the same criteria that you would be looking at now. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand raised.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley, and I'll invite anyone to add what they know, but we've never had a waiver for curb and gutter. It's usually kind of a package, the sidewalk, curb and gutter. So, but there's always a first time, I guess, but I honestly don't know. We need to defer to transportation because they would know better, the city engineer, how the curb and gutter relates to the sidewalk being installed.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. What I'm going to do is, so I have enough evidence to act on the sidewalk today, and looking at the facts. This is my personal opinion, is with that sidewalk waiver, it gives a lot more flexibility for the roadway and curb and gutter improvements. I'm not going to go any further than that. But I think that I can get to a decision on the sidewalk pretty easily. And as I was mentioning, as they go to building permit, this issue will come up at building permit as well. So Ms. Johnson, I'm sorry, yeah. Could you unmute and give us your thoughts on what has occurred today? And if there's any change in your request.
There is not a change in request. We still would like to get the waiver for the sidewalk, curb and gutter, if possible.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay. Staff, do you want, Mr. Rodenbeck, you can have your hands raised.
I just want to confirm, I thought I got this in the memo, but I don't believe I did. I just want to note that if this waiver is approved for the sidewalk, that waiver would be tied to the building permit, or really technically the site plan administrative application for the residents. I just want to state that on the record. And regarding, you know, if the building permit, the site plan administrative application ever expired, so would the waiver. So just stating that on the record.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. That will be coming out in our official notice then? Would that be an informational item?
Yeah, I think we could get that in the notice of decision.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ms. Wolfley. I just noticed the agenda, the request the applicant made was a waiver of sidewalk, curb, and gutter. And I think that's considered as that whole of it is a discretionary item, and that's why it's before a hearing officer rather than administrative staff. So you might want to, you really probably need to rule on all of it.
Sorry, I was reading, I read the DHO agenda, and I may have missed the application. Let me go to the application real quick. Okay, so the application was set up as waiver of sidewalk, curb, and gutter. Um, and the notice, the neighborhood notice had those as well, Ms. Johnson, that it was both for the sidewalk and the curb and gutter?
Yes, sir.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Cherney, it appears to me like the curb and gutter and street could be put in and kept, and the bar ditch retained for drainage, and still meet all of the DPM and IDO requirements. Do you have enough information to give an opinion?
Hi, this is Curtis Cherney, Transportation. I haven't seen a cross section, but it, with the pedestrian path put up against the right of way or further away from the current edge of asphalt, it just staring at this image, it does appear there still could be room for the drainage. Of course, I don't know the flow rates, hydrology, would probably know that better. The prisoner still could be room in between the back of curb, which may not have to even be standard curb. There's other curb forms. There's estate curbs and various other curbs, that there'd be room for the drainage.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Sewell, if I deferred this for 2 weeks, could you do a cross-section and look at how or what impacts curb and gutter would have on the street, and provide more justification for the waiver of the curb and gutter and street section as a supplement in 2 weeks?
This is David Sewell. Yes, I can.
Okay. Ms. Johnson, I'm going to go ahead and defer this case for 2 weeks, and I'm going to provide some direction to Mr. Sewell and then transportation and hydrology. And would also suggest that you beef up some of your justifications for the waivers. But I'm going to defer this item to October 25th. What I'd like to see on that is some cross sections on street on Florence, would like to see coordination between hydrology and the applicant on the impacts of drainage by installing curb and gutter and street, the street section for that limited area. Mr. Sewell or Ms. Johnson or Mr. Cherney, do you have any kind of questions or clarifications that I need?
This is David Sewell. I understand.
Okay.
I do understand. Do we have to reapply for the meeting, or will it be automatically done on October 25th?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Johnson, no, it's just going to get deferred. You don't have to do anything, except Mr. Sewell needs to provide some cross-sections and a brief analysis to transportation and hydrology as to show what impacts to the area would be created by installing this street. So,
okay, sir.
Mr. Cherney, do you have any issues?
This is Curtis Cherney with Transportation. I have no, that sounds like a great plan.
Good. Every now and then, even a blind squirrel can find a nut. So, okay, so we will defer this item to October 25th, at which time we will take it up again. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, sir. Everyone.